Brahma Shivai. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishnan Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now the next question asked to me, what do you mean by during the process of living you will be getting the knowledge? A good question. During the process of living you will be getting good knowledge means, nowadays what is happening? We think that all the knowledge will be available from the colleges. We think that all the knowledge will be available from the textbook. We think that all the knowledge will be available from the syllabus. Wrong. We have to acquire the knowledge from everywhere. So we can say during the process of living you will be getting knowledge means addition, deletion, modification and correction. Four English words. Go on adding good knowledge. Add knowledge from Vedas, from Bhagavad Gita, from Ramayana, from Mahabharata, from any book written in any country by any individual during any period of life. Whether it is from Bible or Quran or from Marxian thoughts or the book written in Greek or book written in America, book written in China, book written by Vivekananda, book written by Saddam Hussein or anyone. Every book, every individual can give you some knowledge. Provided you have got an open ear, provided you have got an open eye, and also you have got an open mind, the knowledge available can be added. Second one is deletion. If the knowledge is irrelevant and obsolete, you have to delete that knowledge. Some of the knowledge you have to modify it. Don't take as such every knowledge given by everyone. Some of them may not be relevant here at all. So, modify that. Or, correct that knowledge. So, addition, deletion, modification and correction are the four procedures adopted for acquiring knowledge. But the most important thing, when we say that we have to acquire 1/4 of the knowledge from the teacher, every Hindu should remember that, what is meant by an acharya? What is meant by a teacher? What really it means? So we have to remember, achinoti cha shastra arthan, shishyan sadhayate sudhi swayam acharati chaiva saha acharya iti smrita. Anyone can become your teacher provided he can explain a particular branch of knowledge scientifically, logically and rationally. Achinoti cha shastrarthan. Anyone who can explain a particular branch of knowledge through rational or scientific method. Shishyan sadhayate sudhi. Anyone who can teach a group of students in such a way that they are in a position to understand from your explanation. They should understand it easily and quickly. Shishyan sadhayate sudhi. And you can consider one individual as a teacher provided he practices all the messages that he delivers to the students. All the messages that he delivers to the student. If that individual is practicing by himself, achinoti cha shastrarthan, shishyan sadhayate sudhi swayam acharati chaiva saha acharya iti smrita. That individual is known as acharya. So many a times we think that whatever the guru tells we have to blindly follow. No, only we have to take one quarter of the knowledge from the teacher, or in other words, whatever knowledge we need in our life, we will be getting only one quarter from the teacher. And that teacher is not a person who has got a look of a sannyasi with bhasma, sindura and rudraksha. That is not the qualification of a teacher. Qualification of a teacher, he should know the scientific, rational and logical meaning of what he teaches to others. And he should teach all these messages in such a way that others understand it very easily and quickly. And also, whatever messages, advice he gives to others, he has to practice it by himself. Then only we can say that when he is a teacher. So, from that teacher, we have to take one quarter of the knowledge. So, the qualification of the teacher is over. How to elevate yourself, that is also explained. Now, remember that we have got, Hindus have got four pramanas for taking a particular knowledge. For taking a particular bit of knowledge, four bases are there for analyzing whether that knowledge is good or not. First base is Shastram Pramanam. If the knowledge is based on scientific observation, then you can take that knowledge. Shastram Pramanam. Yat Shasayate Tat Shastra. Whatever is guiding you, whatever is motivating you, whatever is directing you, whatever is giving you the correct pathway, that knowledge is known as Shastram. The Sanskrit word Shastram is not equal to science in the modern English. Shastra means whatever is guiding you, whatever is directing you, whatever is motivating you. You know that Artha Shastram, the guidance given in economics is known as Artha Shastram. Guidance given in the linguistic, Chanda Shastram. Guidance and instructions given in your day-to-day dharmic pathway is Dharma Shastram. So, Shastra is not equal to science. Science is a small part in Shastra. Shastra can take science as a small part of it. Literally speaking, science means vijnana. Visheshena yad jnanam vartade tat vijnana. Special type of knowledge. That is science. So, Shastram Pramanam is the first parameter through which you can analyze the foundation of the knowledge before you are accepting that. Second one is Aptavakyam Pramanam. The observations of the great scholars. The conclusions and the opinions and the suggestions and the directions and the instructions given by scholars. That is Aptavakyam. That can also be taken as the support for your accepting the knowledge. Third one is Pratyaksham Pramanam. Seeing is believing. Whatever you see, first-hand knowledge we can say in modern English. Seeing is believing, Pratyaksham Pramanam. The fourth one is Anumanam Pramanam. Guessing something and also estimating that. Guessing plus estimating is equal to guesstimating. So you have to guess it, you have to estimate it, you have to evaluate it, you have to analyze it, you have to understand it and you have to examine it before accepting it. So that is what we call Anumanam Pramanam. These are all the four bases of Hindu Dharma. before accepting any knowledge from anywhere, first one, Shastram Pramanam. It is taken from Bhagavad Gita. Shastram Pramanam is taken from Bhagavad Gita. Aptavakyam Pramanam is taken from Dharma Shastra. Opinion of the scholars are to be taken before implementing in our life. Aptavakyam Pramanam is from Dharma Shastra. Pratyaksham Pramanam is from Shad Darshana. Pratyaksham Pramanam is from logics, darshanas. Anumanam Pramanam is from Upaveda, particularly from Ayurveda. So we have got four parameters for accepting any type of knowledge. This is the foundation of knowledge receiving from the scholars. So indirectly we can say, collect as much information as possible. Convert the information into knowledge. Convert the knowledge into wisdom. Convert the wisdom into experience. The totality of our experience is known as life. So this is what these four points meant by. Take as much information as possible. Convert the information into knowledge. Convert the knowledge into wisdom. Convert the wisdom into experience, and the totality of experience is our life. So Hindu Dharma tells you rationally, logically, scientifically, analyze everything prior to your understanding anything, anything. I mean even the Vedas, Puranas, Vedangas, Itihasa, Darshana or Upaveda. Your responsibility to analyze it before taking that knowledge for converting them into wisdom. Some people used to ask me a question. Where the spirituality and science come in Hindu Dharma? That question is a very, very important question. Perhaps it is the most important question I would like to say. You know that Ishavasya Upanishad, it is the 40th chapter of Shukla Yajurveda. 40th chapter of Shukla Yajurveda might have written about 4 or 5 or 6,000 years ago in the present form. That Ishavasya Upanishad, 9th, 10th and 11th mantras give you the correct direction. Give you the correct direction. Vidyam cha, avidyam cha, yastat veda ubayam saha, avidyaya mrityam tirtva, vidyaya mritam ashnute. I would like to say that anyone asking you about Hindu Dharma, this Vedic message from Ishavasya Upanishad can be given as the answer to him. So we Hindus in the Vedic literature explain to you that Vidyam cha avidyam cha estat veda ubayam saha. There are two type of knowledge. One type of knowledge, Vidya. What is Vidya? Eternal experienceable scientific knowledge. Vidya is eternal experienceable scientific knowledge. Avidya is external experimentable scientific knowledge. I would like to say once again, I think I have committed a small mistake. Eternal experienceable spiritual knowledge is Vidya. Eternal experienceable spiritual knowledge is Vidya. External experimentable scientific knowledge is Avidya. external, experimentable, scientific knowledge is avidya. So, our rishis tell us that there are two type of knowledge. One is vidya, spiritual knowledge. Other one is avidya, scientific knowledge. They inform us that avidyaya mrityam tirtva vidyaya mritam ashnute. Use the scientific knowledge for overcoming the difficulties in our day-to-day life. Use the scientific knowledge for overcoming the difficulties, the pains and the problems in our day-to-day life. And vidyaya mritam ashnute. Use the spiritual knowledge for attaining immortality. Vidyaya amritam ashnute. So, Indian rishis were scientists. Just like Albert Einstein used to say, the science without a religion is blind. And religion without science is lame. So here we can say science without spirituality, spirituality without science. Hindus never advocate that. In 1930s, Albert Einstein was well versed in Bhagavad Gita, took the message from Bhagavad Gita. Jnanam vijnana sahidam yat jnatva mukshyate ashubhat. All the spiritual knowledge is to be analyzed through scientific pathway for avoiding yourself surrendering to superstitions. So, jnanam vijnana sahidam. Jnanam spiritual knowledge. Vijnanam scientific knowledge. Sahidam together. Yad jnatva, after knowing that, mukshyate ashubhat. You will get rid of superstitions. So, Albert Einstein gave this speech in Cambridge University about science and religion, plus religion and science, based on the messages of Bhagavad Gita. But now what I am giving to you is the message from Ajurveda. Vidyam cha, avidyam cha estat veda ubhayam saha. There are two types of knowledge. One, eternal experienceable spiritual knowledge. Other one, external experimentable scientific knowledge. Use the scientific knowledge. Use avidya for overcoming your problems in the day-to-day life. And attain immortality using the spiritual knowledge. This is the correct message of Hindu Dharma. I would also like to tell you another message given in the same book. Andham tamap pravishanti e avidyamupasate tato bhuya ivate tamo ya uvidyayam retaha. Those who are thinking that through spirituality you can solve all the problem. Those who are thinking that they can solve all their problem through spirituality, they are leading themselves into blinding darkness. Andham tamaha means blinding darkness. Pravishandi, they lead themselves into blinding darkness. E avidyamupasate. E vidyamupasate. Those who are thinking that through vidya they can attain the highest level, or they can solve every problem, or they can pass through the hurdles and hindrances of the life by following only spirituality. If they think that they can do that through spirituality alone, then they are leading themselves into blinding darkness. Andham tamap pravishanti e avidyamupasate tato bhuya ivate tamo yau vidyayam retaha. Those who are thinking that science can solve all their day-to-day problem, they are also leading themselves into blinding darkness. So the message is very clear. The message given about 5,000 to 7,000 years ago, they tell us that those who are thinking that science can solve all the human problem, and also those who are thinking that spirituality can solve all the human problem, both these category of people are leading themselves into blinding darkness. But those who are thinking that the day-to-day life problem can be solved by science, and those who would like to attain permanent peace in the life, the former can be achieved through science and the latter can be achieved through spirituality. So both are needed. This is the messages of Hindu Dharma. And so the Hindu Dharma is a unique way of explaining everything. Another question asked to me, what is the speciality of worship of God in Hindu Dharma? I would like to tell you one very clear thing. All the religions tell you that God created the world. God is the creator. World is the one which God created. But Hindu Dharma tells you that God himself got manifested as the world. So whatever is existing in the world is the manifestation of the God. And it is the manipulation of the God. So we say Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya Jivo Brahma Ivanapara. The ultimate absolute truth means Brahma, because whatever is existing here is not the creation of the God but the manifestation of the God. That is why we consider every living and non-living beings in the world as the manifestation of the God. We consider the sun, we consider the moon, we consider the earth, we consider the banyan tree, we consider every animals, we consider every plant, we consider the air, we consider the fire, we consider everything as the manifestation of the God. That is the speciality of Hindu Dharma. All other religions keep the God as the judge and whatever is created as the product. This is the factory, this is the managing director, this is the manager, this is the director, this is the product. World is the product for them, God is the director, manager, judge for them. But for Hindus, the God, the nature, the omnipotent, omnipresent, divine power got itself manifested into the world. So everything existing in the world is part and parcel of the divinity. And some people used to ask me the question, why the Hindus worship the idols, others do not? Wrong, my dear friend. Everyone worship idols. You go to any church, you can see the plaster of Paris, idol of many saints, Jesus Christ hanging in the cross, Saint Anthony, Saint George, Saint Joseph, Saint Mary. So many are. Their picture and Jesus Christ in their hand, and a cross is an idol. Altar on which all the saints are kept is idol. Every branch of Christianity worship idols. What about Islam? You know, they have got the moon and the star. It is an image. They go and do pradakshina around Kaaba. In the center of Kaaba, there is a 32 centimeter long Shivalinga. around which the silver bangle is kept, a silver plate is kept. Prophet Muhammad Nabi used to kiss that stone, granite stone. After that, Khalifa, they used to say, my master used to worship you, so I am also worshipping. So in the Kaaba, the idol is kept. And all the pictures kept in the family with the quotations from Quran, this also image and idol. Everyone in the world worship idols. They keep image for their imagination. Through the image only one can imagine the divine, omnipotent, omnipresent power. So image is needed, idol is needed, till you have got the capacity to attain beyond that. Thank you.